This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. This is a story about an epidemic, a little girl, and closing a circle. It began in Essex County, north of Boston, in the 18th century. Susan Edwards is with the Museum of Old Newbury.
Abigail Chase was a little girl born in 1734 on a farm in West Newbury, Mass., and she died of throat distemper when she was less than 2 years old in the spring of 1736.
You say throat distemper, that's actually now known as diphtheria, which
that's
was
correct.
Sweeping the entire region. Can you tell us how it affected Abigail's family?
Her family was devastated by the disease. She and her two sisters all died within 10 days of one another. She was 17 months old, her sister was 8, and another sister was 12. And there were still several children left, but having three of your youngest children die in that short period of time was devastating.
Abigail's parents purchased three gravestones and buried Abigail and her sisters in the family grave in West Newbury. Again, that was in 1736. Fast forward to January of this year, Susan Edwards got a call at the museum. On the other end was Ron Pook from Pook & Pook Auctioneers outside Philadelphia.
And he said, "I have a gravestone here of a little girl, and I think she belongs up your way. Are you interested?"
The gravestone had Abigail's name on it and her parents' names, and it was a quintessential Essex County Puritan gravestone. It had a death's head carved at the top and rosettes on either side. Each letter A was splayed wide. The only man known for carving it that way worked in Essex County. Even so, Edwards had reason to be skeptical about Ron Pook's offer.
Well, the museum receives a lot of calls from auction houses. Usually it's to say, "We've got this very fine Newbury piece and we wanted to alert you to it," and then there's a hard sell. And Ron was so congenial and he said, "I want you to have this. I don't believe in auctioning gravestones. It's just not right." So he said, "I will pay to have it shipped to you and I will do everything I can to make it work so that this little girl goes home."
Edwards was ecstatic. No one knows when the 300-year-old gravestone went missing, but Edwards notes that stealing gravestones was a trend in the mid-1970s around America's bicentennial. People used them for garden decorations. Somehow, Abigail Chase's gravestone ended up in Pennsylvania at an abandoned farm.
These are old, kind of dilapidated farm buildings.
Cynthia Lawrence works for Ron Pook's auction house in Downingtown, Pennsylvania, and told us how he discovered the gravestone.
He was asked to take a look to find scrap iron and, you know, beautiful old hinges and things.
And the gravestone, where was it? Was it being displayed?
No, it was laying in the dirt.
It was a dirty, well-preserved work of art. Cynthia Lawrence says it was also the only mark Abigail Chase left on the world in her short life, so it had to be returned. The auction house put the rough marble stone on an antique hauler's flatbed truck and sent it home to West Newbury, Massachusetts. But there's one more thing about this story. Cynthia Lawrence had been assigned to research and write for the auction house about Abigail Chase's gravestone, about the diphtheria epidemic that killed her, her sisters, and so many children in the 1730s.
And so I looked up Abigail's history, and I'm reading about this terrible pandemic, which made my hair stand up because of what we were going through. Then I kept reading, thinking, these names sound a little familiar, and using one of the genealogical databases, I looked, and sure enough, we share an ancestor. My 9th great-grandfather was Abigail's grandfather. And so her dad and my 8th grandfather were brothers.
Yeah, really? I mean, it's not like you're kissing cousins, but that's still an amazingly close relationship, given that Abigail died in the 1730s, and you're here today, thankfully.
And Ron's whole mission here was to preserve the memory of Abigail. And here, I like to think in that way, his wish for her memory to live on is coming true.
Tomorrow, the Museum of Old Newbury and the trustees of the Bridge Street Cemetery are inviting the public to the cemetery in West Newbury to mark the return of Abigail Chase's stone to the family gravesite. The museum's Susan Edwards says there's a lot to celebrate.
I think as a museum, we're celebrating it because it is a piece of folk art. It is a piece of family history and genealogy. and it has closed the circle for everybody.
You can see a photo of Abigail Chase's gravestone in its simple Puritan glory and learn more about life in Essex County during her time. Go to WBUR.org.